We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Dawn Half Kenny. Dawn, welcome to the Gospel Spotlight.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. How'd you get the acting bug? Coming from West Virginia.
Oh, I know, all the way from West Virginia. Actually, I was born in West Virginia, and then I was pretty much raised in Texas, but now I reside in Atlanta, Georgia. So, and that story just kind of goes, you know, my mother and I, you know, we know that Atlanta is known for so many different opportunities, so we just kind of picked up from Queens, Fort Hood, Texas, and we moved to Atlanta. But I actually got my start in acting because I was watching television one day and they were having an open call for some kind of soap opera. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I told myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to go audition. And without any acting skills whatsoever, I just had my headshot and a resume that didn't really have anything on the back of it. But I just went to the open call audition and the line was wrapped around the building. But I didn't get discouraged. I stayed. I continued to make it to the next level. And out of 10 females, well, they ended up breaking it down. And then after about 10 females, they chose one. I wasn't that one. However, to make it that far in the cut, that's why I was like, okay, you know what? This is what I want to do. That's when I realized I got the acting bug.
You mentioned open calls. Tell us about auditions and can it be devastating sometimes, or do you just have to keep your head up and say, well, hey, I'll get the next one?
You know, we get a lot of no's in this industry, and even sometimes I could think, oh, man, I killed this audition, or I nailed it, I know I'm going to get a callback, and I won't even get a callback for it. But, you know, sometimes it could be the smallest thing. Maybe I'm too tall, or maybe I look like another actor, or maybe they just didn't have, you know, maybe I'm just not exactly what they wanted, but it's not my talent, but it's just something else. So, you know, you can never take any of that to heart. You just kind of got to let it roll off your shoulders and keep it moving.
How do you balance work and just everyday life?
You know what? For me, it's pretty easy. Luckily, I don't have, you know, I'm single out here.
Okay.
So I don't have a family. I'm not in a relationship or anything like that. So I'm able to move accordingly. And the best thing about it is, you know, I pick up, you know, I start my morning, of course, with a prayer. And then I just get my day started from there. But whatever is on my schedule, I have to make sure I plan it out, though, because if not, then I'm all over the place. But, yeah, but my schedule is pretty much, right now, I'm getting a little busier, but it's fun for me. This is like, okay, this is what I signed up for. I'm here for it. I'm loving it.
Dawn, what do you mean by a journey looking for love?
A journey looking for love? I'm trying to figure out, are you speaking as far as relationship? Or I know that in previous interviews, I stated that I want to have a book that I'm actually writing by my mother, who was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years ago, and she lost her battle. And the way that I kind of got the title, I'm still trying to decide if that's the title I want, but the way I got the title was called, she gave me this necklace. And she said, you know what, I want you to keep this necklace, and I want you, this is a piece of jewelry, this is a piece of me that I want you to keep with me forever. And I said, oh, okay, you know, well, thank you. And on the back of the necklace, it said, love is a journey. And so I think that's what you're speaking of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing about it, I asked her, I said, so Mom, I said, oh, wow, I said, what does love is a journey mean? And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, on the back of the necklace that you gave me, it said, love is a journey. She had no idea there was any writing on the back of the necklace. So that's how I kind of came up with the idea to name my book, Love is a Journey. But I'm not quite sure if I'm stuck on that title just yet.
Okay. Let's talk about survival remorse. How'd you like that?
Yeah. I absolutely love it. I was a huge fan of the show. It's so unfortunate that it got canceled, but it was so much fun playing as I would like to say, the mean girl.
Okay.
So, you know, being on Survivor, of course, it was really awesome, especially to work with so many talented actors. You know, Ronrico Lee, he's a really good friend of mine. I didn't get a chance to work with him that day, but, you know, in previous, when I actually started, you know, I started with some background work, and that's where I actually met Ronrico, and he's just an awesome person to be around. But Survivor's Remorse was fun. Atlanta was fun. the have and have nots, any role that I book is it's a blessing. You know, whenever you hear that yes, whenever I hear that yes, I'm like, all right, you know, here I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm loving it. I'm enjoying my journey.